This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Buckets. Wow, a free agency hot stove emergency pod, just like the people wanted. And of course, we're here with Billy Scafuri.
You're getting buckets.
Also, congratulations to the Milwaukee Bucks. You have won since our most recent episode.
Oh, right. I forgot there's an actual games and playoffs being played. Yeah, I'm really only concerned about free agency, the transactions, sure. Intrigue, the drama, buying out, trading, yes. Sign and trades, extending. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, that's the real sport.
It lasts all of 45 minutes. That's the funniest part. We wait for weeks and then it lasts for like Shams came out in the first minute with all of his drafts folders. Like, yep. He was just like, Lonzo goes here, this person goes here. It
yeah,
was great.
Yeah. I mean, this is almost as better than a game because it affects almost every team in the league. And right. It's just like the reality TV of it all. Wow, how much did he get? Duncan Robinson got 5 for 90. Lonzo got 4 for 85. Lakers yep. got these guys. Hornets yep. got these guys. It's just
and
fun
like
to
no
see.
Surprises. That's my favorite part. It's like it really goes to show you that it's like the whispers that we're hearing are more or less the facts. Like for the past 3 days, it was like Lonzo might be going here. Kyle Lowry might be going here. All happened minute two.
Yep. And did Kyle Lowry to Miami was definitely agreed upon and leaked. Like this yep. whole idea that you can't talk to free agents until 3. But at 3:01, Lonzo agreed to a 4-year $85 million. What a fast negotiation that was. They talked. And if you're, they and said 4 for $85 million like and hung up.
If you're looking for a further like informative measure, they had the Instagram post lined up. They yes. had the post, the image approved, they hired a designer, these players have the posts lined up, so they've known for days.
Yeah, I mean, if we want to start with the home team, the LAL, as Russell Westbrook called it, we could almost talk about the transaction, the trade that went down 2 or 3 days ago, which predates yes. all this stuff, which again is not necessarily officially consummated, because there are more rules that say you can't do it, but it is pretty much official, which is Russell Westbrook to the Lakers for some combination of Kuz and mm-hmm. KCP, Trez, mm-hmm. and the 22nd pick in that draft.
So the smart basketball guys like Zach Lowe say that it's a complicated fit. They're optimistic, but there's a lot of like data that shows that this might not be the easiest fit. You
Correct.
Are not a smart basketball person. You are a Los Angeles Lakers fan, first
yeah,
and foremost.
That's right.
So what is the fan base saying about the fit?
I think... Ooh. I think there's so much smart guys on Twitter that like even fans like can't fully get behind it. Like the casual fans love it. Like I have friends that don't really follow like the NBA that closely. And it's like, oh, Russell Westbrook, this is great. He was yep. the MVP 4 or 5 years ago. We just got him and now our team is better.
And they'd be right.
They might not be wrong. That's the thing. Like yeah. you can almost get so smart that you get too smart for yourself. So I don't know. The truth is probably somewhere in the middle. You know, the nerds will say you needed a shooter and you needed defense to mm-hmm. pair with LeBron. Mm-hmm. The casual fans are like, just get the best player. Russell Westbrook is better than Kyle Kuzma. Our team will be better. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily agree with either. I guess the new stance is like in the regular season, our team will be better. In the playoffs, our team might be worse.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially.
I just think the energy is very different in Lakers Nation from when you got AD. There was a sense of
yeah.
inevitability that you are now a championship team. This is a player who's averaged a triple-double twice in the past 3 years, maybe 3 times. I have no idea at this point. But the energy isn't as loud
no.
or like us like assuming now we are unstoppable. And that's
no.
interesting.
Yeah, yeah. This is not when we got LeBron. A number one, we're all celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
AD, ooh, we lost some younger players. the radicals were like, I don't want to lose Ingram. I don't want to lose Lonzo. I don't lose mm-hmm. Josh Hart, but fine, mm-hmm. AD. And now it's like Westbrook's the third banana. We're losing three more players and a draft pick to get Westbrook, to pay him 44 this year, 47 next year. And now it's like, all right, let's pump the brakes. Let's take a step back.
The good news is you don't even have to say let's pump the brakes. Like financially, you have to pump the brakes. There's very little money left.
We're at the top. The water is rising all the way to that hard cap, aka the ceiling, the tax apron, whatever you want to call it. And we got some, like, here's Trevor Ariza for $3 million. Here's Wayne Ellington for $2.5 million. All right, easy, easy. Nobody topple over those Jenga towers. Dwight Howard. Did you see Dwight Howard's coming back?
No way. That's not official.
That's official. As soon as we started recording.
Was that just the whoa, whoa? Because we all heard the whoa, whoa that you said mid-sentence. Was that whoa, whoa, the announcement that he's coming back?
It was a twofold whoa, whoa. The first whoa was Dwight is returning to the Lakers. The second whoa is that Patty Mills is down to the Nets and Lakers as his options.
So wow.
So my big desire list for today was to bring Caruso back, which is now looking like it may not happen, but still is in play.
Right.
And to get a shooter like Patty Mills. Everything else has been bonus Jonas action for me. I mean, I'm a fan of Trevor Ariza. He won a title with us in 2009. I'm a fan of Dwight Howard, won a championship in 2020. Wayne Ellington, great shooter, awesome bench guy, going to help out. But like I view these guys as like the Quinn Cooks, the Troy Daniels. Mm-hmm. They're helpful in the regular season. They can get hot. Wes Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
But we need a backup point guard very much. And Patty Mills would be great. And Alex Caruso would be great. And I don't want to lose that on both of these guys.
I'm surprised at how happy I am for the Lakers as a honorary Lakers fan. Of course, go New York, go New York, go. But my friend is a Lakers fan, and I want my friend to be happy as well. That's just very nice of my life and my game.
And that's completely the opposite to what I'm used to. So it's very nice and positive to hear you say that. Thank you.
I'm no stranger to you. This attitude is no stranger to you. And that's why I will say that to hear that you were getting Dwight Howard and Patty Mills potentially, those are two awesome pickups for what you need right now. Dwight Howard was such an unsung hero. Of course, he went to the pool party in the bubble by himself.
We can't talk about that enough.
Yeah. He will always be Dwight Howard. There's some things you can't shake. But he was so important to your winning basketball 2 years ago that that's major. And Patty Mills. Patty Mills felt like he was going to be a Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, just like one organization for most of their career. San Antonio has a way of doing that with players. And to think that the Lakers could get a player like that, because he's dynamic, is very exciting. So good luck.
You're talking about Patty, yeah. And he's a great shooter too, which is like exactly what we need. Because when Westbrook is out, if we have Westbrook, AD, and LeBron out there, the other two guys have to be just fucking stand in the corner and shoot the basketball.
Facts.
And that could be Patty Mills. That could be Alex Caruso. That could be Danny Green. Maybe Wes Matthews. Maybe, I don't know.
But that was true, and we won't go all day on the Lakers, so don't worry, Buckets fans, this won't be an exclusively Lakers podcast. There's plenty of free agents to get to, but that being said, when they signed Russell Westbrook, it didn't fill any of the things that they needed, which was LeBron can be this hybrid point guard, and he should still run point, if you ask me, even with Russ on the team.
Correct.
But then it's like, well, Russ can't shoot the three with consistency, and he kind of plays in the paint like AD does.
Right.
So this guy you got that's so much money, it's like, does it make sense? It looks awesome.
It looks awesome.
We'll continue to sell tickets. And
him
like young
fans in a Lakers jersey is cool to see.
We are two Russell Westbrook fans who love the way he plays with his heart and his chest out. Like, none of that should be confused in this. It's just the fit of it all is extremely TBD.
Yes. But that's what makes it exciting and interesting and fun. Like, the smart guys will say, there's no way this is going to work. Russell Westbrook is basically a poor man's LeBron. That's not what you surround LeBron with. You're supposed to surround him with Kyle Korver and Danny Green and, you know.
But then you see Harden go to the Nets and completely change his game and say, I could play off ball. That's fine.
By the way, you know who led the NBA in assists last year?
I would imagine Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook. So, like, if we just tell him, do not shoot the basketball. Mm-hmm. You merely have to lead the league in assists and rebounds. That's not an upgrade over our third best player when we won a championship, which was Rondo, KCP, Kuzma.
The caveat of all of this is that the reason why, and this isn't the sole reason because he's amazing, but the reason why he was averaging a triple-double and doing all that is because the ball was always in his hands.
Yeah.
Literally always, every possession, something happened after he touched it.
Yes.
LeBron and AD... need the ball too. And like, this is such overused territory of like, yeah, but there's only one basketball. But like, this will be the real like test for Russell Westbrook to see if he can change his game to not be ball dominant and still be completely effective.
Right, which is, you know, easy to say at a barbecue at LeBron's house in July. They all talked about it. They're going to put their egos aside. Sure. All right, let's see it in the fourth quarter of game five of the Western Conference Finals.
That's right.
Does Russ put his ego aside?
Dude, I think...
What does he do on the court?
I think AD suffers the most. I think AD actually like takes the biggest hit. Russ does everything that everybody... Like, Russ puts up the lines that everyone dreams AD would put up outside of the defensive stats. You know, like...
But we can't... I hope the coach realizes that. Like, we need AD to be A1, really, and then LeBron his backup, and then Russ just like this crazy Bruce Brown type. Just fucking muck shit up, and when LeBron and AD are either hurt or resting, you still have Russell Westbrook, and like, let's find out who else.
The real loser of the trade is Frank Vogel. Like, Vogel now is burdened to have to figure out how to use these three effectively. You know?
Yeah.
Like, make Russ your six. Take him off the bench like minute five and That'd let him play amazing. 14 consecutive minutes and just do what he wants.
Kind of like what the Knicks did with Derrick Rose last year. It's like he doesn't start, but then he plays the next 15 minutes.
Right. Or if you're under Tom Thibodeau, the next 48 minutes.
Bill, I got some breaking news about your New York Knickerbockers.
Okay. Is it a new player or are we re-signing an old player?
It's a new player.
Was this new player on the San Antonio Spurs?
He was not.
Okay. Is this player a quote-unquote a cool player?
He is incredibly not a cool player.
Oh, no. Okay. Is he a center?
He's not a center. He's okay. Probably the starting point guard for your New York Knicks.
Does he wear goggles?
You're talking about, you might be wishing it's Reggie Jackson. It's not Reggie Jackson.
Okay, that opens up a little bit of breathing room. But he's less cool than Reggie Jackson.
He is,
and he's our starting point guard.
He's a thinning French white.
Oh no! How much did we pay him? How much did we pay him?
So two Frenchmen were just signed right now. Nick Batum is going back to the Clippers.
What did we give Evan Fournier?
Oh, Evan Fournier. Yeah, he's getting 4 years for $78 million from the Knicks.
Is that true? 4 years. 4 years, you're telling me the truth.
What you wanted to max him for the five? You can't do that. You can only re-sign your own players for 5 years. Four is the maximum you can give Evan Fournier.
You and the Buckets listeners are witnessing me digest that I am now an Evan Fournier fan until 2025. I am actively rooting for Evan Fournier until 2025. Okay, I can do this. Starting now, I am an Evan Fournier fan. Can you tell me anything that's exciting about Evan Fournier? I know he got COVID late last season and it kind of derailed him. But like, was he trending up? He was pretty good for the Magic.
He can get you 20 points in a pinch. He's better. Okay, so here's the upgrade. You guys were starting Elfrid Payton. The Knicks literally did not have a point guard.
But is he a point guard or is he a two?
I believe he's a shooting point guard. You know, one of them combo guards.
Yep, okay. So we still need a point guard.
Another little bit of good news is that we're just chiming in to say that the team option on the fourth year. So it's 3 years.
Okay, let's see how it goes.
Let's see how it goes.
I can be a Fournier fan through 2024, no sweat.
Yeah, and you're kind of fucking over the Celtics because he was kind of their only starting point guard. They brought him in.
We need a scorer. We needed we also got Alec Burks back, which is good. We got Nerlens Noel back, which is good. Everyone's getting like, they were getting five last year. Now everyone's starting to get like in the 10 range, the 9, 11 range, something like that. So I guess we're building slowly.
Yeah. So Burke is back. Noel is back. Who'd you let go? Reggie Bullock.
And Frank Ntilikina.
Bullock is with Dallas now. Ntilikina has signed anywhere or he's just...
I think he just became I think he's unrestricted. That's a tough sell, man. He's going to get a 1 year deal somewhere to prove it.
But then Fournier is your big, I guess. New York had $55 million in cap room, so they're giving $20 million a year for 3 years to Fournier.
They left the door open for a max player. They left like there's still 33 on the table, and we still fill out the roster, of course. But there is still a big spend out there. People who fill that potentially are kind of getting narrowed. It's DeMar DeRozan, who feels like he's probably looking at like a $27 million contract somewhere. Maybe not max, but damn close.
Yeah.
And then Kawhi Leonard. And Kawhi is not going to play next year. He tore his ACL. So he's going back to the Clippers. So yeah. We'll have $30 million. And I don't know if it's going to be more $10 million contracts or what. We'll see.
I thought Dennis Schroeder would be a great fit for the Knicks because he like plays so hard and he can get people involved and he can score when necessary, kind mm-hmm. of be like a fiery Evan Fournier. Mm-hmm. But Schroeder, restricted free agent, turned down 4 for $84 million from the Lakers about 6 months ago. What's left? Like Chicago got Lonzo, the Knicks got Fournier, Kyle Lowry went to Miami. Who has space to give Dennis Schroeder anything more than 4 for $84 million? I don't know if it's out there anymore.
So whenever somebody says the phrase bet on yourself, that's yeah. because they specifically had it work out successfully for them. But for everyone, there's like 10 people for every one person that says bet on yourself that it didn't hit. And Schroeder bet on himself and it just didn't pay off. Like he's going to lose millions and millions of dollars and leave a championship team potentially to bet on himself.
Now is the question where like the Lakers are like, all right, well, Dennis, 2 for $30 million? Yeah. Why not? Like, where are you going to go? Like, let's yeah. prove it again. You can be our sixth man. You can back up Russell Westbrook. Or maybe there's a sign and trade. The Lakers have to bring back, if they want to bring back Caruso and THG, they can bring back Dennis Schroeder as well at a discount, perhaps.
That's just like such bad energy walking into that locker room, being like, I could have been making $21 million this year, but instead I'm making 10. Like, yeah. I'm just pissed at all y'all. I don't know.
I wonder how much of that just goes away once people start playing basketball, though. Like, do you think about right. I'm making $13 million, he's making $44 million? You know, Russ is the highest paid Laker. I wonder if that's yeah. going to factor in.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun Laker season to watch. They always, I mean, to their credit, they haven't been a dull team in a very long time. Like, they've just constantly been making these moves that you're like, get the hell out of here. No yes. way. And yes. that is half of what you want from a fan base is just yeah. to be like, just like stay relevant, to make these crazy moves and we'll see.
Right. The other option was to stand pat, which, mm-hmm. you know, might have worked, but it's not Russell Westbrook.
Well, the other option was like 10 minutes before Russell Westbrook's name was announced that he was going to the Lakers. It was Buddy Hield. Like the pivot.
Which is a great fit. 100% dude, perfect. Dude,
the right
LeBron fit. And Buddy. Yes.
The right fit.
But like, not honestly, exciting. Nobody gets excited for Buddy.
Buddy would have shot 48% from the field. There would have been so many double teams on LeBron and AD, the kickouts. He would have just been taking free throws from the three-point line. And not the case.
Okay, so you know you were talking about your New York Knicks still got some room to spare.
Oh, we lost a little room.
Lost a little room.
First, tell me how much room we lost before we find out the player.
It looks like you lost 43 over 3, so about 14 mil a year.
Oh, so this isn't that small a chunk. This is a pretty big chunk. Yeah, this is like a third of it. Like, yeah, okay. A third of what we got left. The position is, don't say power forward. It's not a power forward.
It's another point guard.
Okay. A $14 million. Does he wear goggles?
He does not wear goggles. In fact, he was on the Knicks last year.
Oh, he was on the Knicks last year. Well, it's not him. D Rose is getting 14.
D Rose is back 3 for $43 million.
Wow. Cool. And also three is a lot.
That's Fournier and D Rose for 3 years.
And our bank account is now down to about roughly what? 18? Not a max player anymore. Now DeRozan. That Rose contract. Okay, prove me wrong, Derek.
Well, that was last year. Last year was him proving people that he's worth a little bit more. Okay, so that's another candidate for Dennis Schroeder gone. Who's left? Who's left for Dennis Schroeder? Maybe the Pelicans?
Yeah, he screwed up.
Yeah.
Maybe the Pelicans. Yes, as a matter of fact. Maybe the Pelicans.
Sheesh. Okay. So any other big ones that we're missing? Duncan Robinson got, as the kids would say, a bag.
Yeah. Another perfect player for the Lakers. Yeah. Obviously couldn't afford him, but like
no.
that spot up shooter. He is a shooter with some of like the most like funny white boy when I was 17 clips on the internet of him like dancing and now he has got the bag. So kudos, Duncan Robinson, big time.
5 for $90 million. Like That's a big chunk of change for not quite an all-star, but still maybe the second best shooter in NBA history.
Right. When Glenn Robinson signed his like rookie deal that was like fully guaranteed and broke the bank, was it like $68 million and like the earth stopped that day? Do you remember that?
You're talking about Glenn Robinson, the big dog number one with Milwaukee.
Because it was like him, it was him and Kevin Garnett who basically established that rookies couldn't just command whatever deal they wanted. It basically like established the rookie deal cap because they both were just like, I'm the best player, pay me now.
Yeah.
And back in the day, I think Glenn Robinson's, I think Kevin Garnett got like $100 million, but Glenn Robinson was the first one to like hold a grudge and get $68 million, which is just so bananas.
And back and then now, it was like out of 7 years or something.
Oh, it was like nine. Yeah, it was insane.
Yeah.
And now Duncan Robinson is getting five for 80. And it's 90. Just like 90.
Five so
18
90.
Mil. 18 mil a year.
Good on
him. Duncan.
Yeah.
That's $1.5 million a month.
Yeah. And that's just for shooting, what, 43% from three in an NBA basketball game? I could do that.
Yeah. Like, is he even a 3ND or is he just like a capital three?
Yeah. I don't know what his D is, but I think Miami plays such good team D that you can almost hide him.
Yeah. Speaking of Miami, Jimmy Butler is going to be a rich old man.
Jimmy Butler signed a, four for what, a 180 extension or something that'll give him $50 million at age 36 or whatever the last year is.
Am I wrong in saying that that's the first $50 million year? Like, is Dame getting 50 in his last year?
No.
Is anyone broke?
I think Russ and maybe Harden have the highest extensions right now.
And they're like high 40s?
Yeah, Russ is making 47 next year. Dame may be 50 at the end of his extension, but Steph just agreed to 4 for $215 million, which is like upper 50s.
That's recent? That's like this offseason?
Yeah, that was today.
Today?
That was today.
Holy shit. So a guy got $215 million and that was like
for
C-level
4 years.
News.
For 4 years.
Damn.
Not even a fiver. Just a four-year extension, yeah.
A lot of guys got paid money today. Yeah. That is great.
Then Jimmy Butler got the super, super, super duper bag. But you know what? He's earned it. He's a gosh darn stud.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Do any teams in the West now scare you? You have Russell Westbrook on your team. Is there anything you're like, they're still better than us?
It would be the Clippers if Kawhi was healthy.
He is not healthy.
He is a full out of healthy. I guess Utah-ish. They're bringing back Mike Conley, but they didn't add anybody.
That's the thing. No big additions.
Phoenix-ish, but AD can take care of them if healthy, of course. That's the big caveat. So if healthy, I guess the... Big boy.
Who? My team?
No.
Make it my team. Make it my team.
We lost Caruso.
That one.
Yeah.
You hate to see it.
He did get a good contract. So I'm happy for him as a man, as a friend.
What did he get?
He got 4 for $37 million.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Wow. With?
Happy for Alex. Sad for me as a Laker fan.
Who paid Alex?
The Chicago Bulls.
He would look good in a Bulls jersey. Hate to say it.
Yeah.
The Chicago Bulls joining Lonzo Ball.
Nice, Lonzo Bulls. Wow.
How do you feel? That's got to be tough. That's like a tough one. That's like losing your first love or like your girlfriend, your high school sweetheart.
He was definitely a crowd favorite. And he was great. And he was low key, very, very, very good. A great fit.
To think about the Bulls versus Lakers game in Staples when he comes into that stadium as like
an away. We cheer him. We absolutely cheer him. Oh my
God. Yeah. There should literally be like an appreciation Alex video every timeout. Like they should like 16 different edits and just like keep going.
He was going to be the longest tenured Laker.
Wow. How long was he ended? How long was he on the Lakers?
Four years? Yeah, this would have been his fourth year. So he like predates LeBron by 1 year. Damn. Dang.
Is four Alex years a long time with one team in the NBA now?
It seems like
that
it.
That seems short.
Yeah, who's been on a team for longer than 4 years? You got the full duration of a contract, and then they wanted more of you?
Yeah. Do you think Caruso starts in Chicago?
No, I don't think so, because they got Lonzo.
Do you think that he was in a position where he was talking with teams that they're like, we can make you a starter? Or do you think that he's like a sixth and seventh guy off the bench on every NBA team?
I think he's a like you said, a sixth and seventh guy, but maybe a guy that like closes the game, you know, like he did with the Lakers. Like
for sure.
He was a perfect complement to LeBron and AD. A perfect fit.
He's earned the trust of like every teammate in the NBA based on what he's done in the NBA. This is Alex Caruso.
Yeah. And it's sad because I think, I don't quote me on this, but I think the Lakers could have just matched him and paid an exorbitant luxury tax bill. Like there was nothing keeping them from signing him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was like purely a money play.
Yeah. That always hurts when like you lose your like beloved because it was just like X's and O's.
Yeah. Or yeah. Just like a pure financial situation.
Every time I hear 4 year contracts now or 5 year contracts, I'm blown away. Like that seems so long to me in the modern NBA business landscape. Like that any player, I understand like the security, but it just seems like the price points get changed so frequently and just disgruntled players and value and all that kind of stuff. 4 years seems like a long time. Am I wrong?
It is a long time. I mean, an average NBA career is probably 4 to 6 years. Think about players who last longer than that. There's not many.
Yeah.
Plus, okay. Lakers lose Alex Caruso. We get Ellington, Ariza, Dwight Howard.
When you say him in that order, it sounds less exciting.
Yeah, I mean, it's just role players. And of course, you know, that Russell Westbrook guy. Yeah. And now THT and Dennis Schroeder still looming.
If you had to choose one or the other, who would you pay?
For who? Between which two?
THT and Schroeder. Say one was like, I need $13 million minimum.
Probably THT because he's got like a bigger upside. He's only 20 or 21 and he can get to the basket and he's bigger and stronger than Schroeder. And, you know, Schroeder had some weird energy last year.
Let me offer you this trade. You tell me if you would do it.
Okay. Do we Russell get Caruso back?
You do not, unfortunately. Not
I'm
in this
out.
One.
I'm not okay. interested.
Russell Westbrook. You trade me, Russell Westbrook, and I trade you Evan Fournier. Do you do it?
I can't do that. I cannot do that. Remember when Fournier first game with Boston and some of us put him on FanDuel and he went 0 for 10?
That's all I remember about Fournier. And I heard that we just got him for 4 years, fourth year's a team option. I get it. But like 19 mil? Okay. Okay.
$78 million for Evan Fournier.
Damn, Derrick Rose is sticking around. All right. So is DeRozan out of the picture? Because we have like 19 left. We're not getting DeRozan for 19, correct?
It doesn't seem like that. Where is he going?
You don't leave the Spurs, which is why I don't think you're getting Patty Mills. There's just some sort of like cult energy that it's like once you step into that arena, you just don't leave the Spurs.
Yeah, the Spurs got just a bunch of weird players today. They signed like Zach Collins and somebody else, I forget.
They're all like the same age, the same player. Like if they keep re-signing these guys, it's like Derek White, it's Keldon Johnson, Lonnie Walker.
Dougie McBuckets they signed as well.
Oh yeah, that's right. To like 13 mil or something.
Yeah. And then Drummond is still out there floating in the ether. At least the Lakers can't sign him. Make sure that the Knicks don't get that. I was cautiously optimistic about Drummond when he joined the Lakers. It didn't work out, as they
say. I'm glad. It took you months and months, but I'm glad you said it out loud and into a microphone, Amir.
I'm getting nightmares just thinking about it. Rudy Gay, another potential Laker that's still floating out there that we could just add. You know, that level of Jeff Green-style role players.
The dregs that still get $8 to $12 million a year.
Yeah, they've been around for 14 years. They know how to get things done. I mean, look, the Nets were just the big three, and then surrounded by players like that. Blake Griffin, Jeff Green, LaMarcus Aldridge.
I read today and this could totally be clickbait, but I read today that the two Brooklyn Nets draft picks that they took in like the first and second round, they have not heard from Kyrie, Harden, or KD yet.
Oh, no. Yeah, of course. They have no idea.
You don't
idea.
Send a text? Welcome, fam. No. Let's get to work.
They should tweet something nasty about KD if they want or they want to talk to him. That's actually the only way to reach him.
Very clever. If you want to engage with your teammate, troll him.
All right. What else is there? What else is the big news?
Well, I'll say this, Amir. Do we owe the listeners at least some sort of our recap, our interpretation of the NBA Finals? Because I think the last time we spoke, it was like maybe 2-0 Suns, or I don't even know if the Finals had started yet.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. Do you have any sort of like thoughts, surprises, takeaways? Is Giannis now the greatest player in the NBA? Is it his league for the next 10 years? Anything.
I mean, one, it was cool to root for Giannis and have him do what he did based on what I thought was a career ending every CL injury.
So easy to forget that his knee went inside out 2 weeks prior.
He pulled a full Willis McGahee and then played a six finals games like Great 12 reference. Days later.
We need more Willis McGahee references in society.
I bet on Milwaukee, so I was obviously rooting for them. Glad to see them pull it out.
Congratulations.
It seems like the shine on the sun sort of, they just ran out of, I don't know, juice, electricity, shooting. They got like a little thinner at the end. They lost Saric and maybe one other guy.
That was a sneaky hit, losing Saric.
Yeah, because then you start playing Frank Kaminsky in NBA Finals games, and nobody wants to do that.
Right. I watched a supercut of Jrue Holiday steals from the finals, and all he does is steal. Jrue Holiday steals the ball from you. Like, that was such a satisfying last two games where he just kept just stealing and just turning it into the game-changing play. Stealing, turning it into the game-changing play.
Yeah.
It was also really fun to watch the second the final horn blew. Everyone was like, no longer a Chris Paul fan. Like, we all allowed ourselves this little runway to be like, I'm rooting for him. Surprisingly rooting for him. Yeah, he's a brat. I'm rooting for him. Game over. Guy sucks.
I'm glad he didn't win. I mean, he's been playing for 16 years, but he's kind of fucking annoying.
Right. Yeah, the Chris Paul love train was huge for a second. And the second that the series was over, people were like, I'm off it. Done. Like, I hate him again. It's more fun this way.
I mean, when you compare the likability from a Chris Paul, even a Devin Booker, to Giannis and Chris Middleton and Jrue Holiday, just like, for me, maybe the money, I was just subconsciously following my bet, but it felt like an easy answer on who to root for.
That finals, is that a byproduct of a weird season with a lot of injuries, or is that the best team in the East and the best team in the West? Like, would you expect that to be the finals next year as well?
No.
No.
Yeah. I mean,
Los Angeles Lakers.
The Suns played the Lakers without AD, then they played the Clippers without Kawhi, and then in between they played the Nuggets without Jamal Murray, which, you know, they definitely beat all those teams. But if all those teams were at full strength, I don't know if the Suns beat any of those teams, quite frankly.
Valid.
Yeah.
Super valid.
They're a good team, but maybe not a great team.
Yeah. Speaking of good teams, Amir, I think the first Shams on the second announcement, clock turned three, first one out his drafts folder was Lonzo to the Bulls.
Yep.
Bulls now have Zach LaVine, Vooch, and him.
And Alex Caruso. Do not forget Alex Caruso.
Would never. Are they good? That's kind of a fun team.
Fun, fast-paced team? Yeah, fun. Very fun.
There's
very
question
young.
Marks in your answer. Fun.
They're athletic and spry, and they run, and they can all dunk in a cool way. And they got young players like Patrick Williams and Kobe White. Remember him? Are they a seven seed? Are they better than Atlanta? Are they better than the Knicks? Are they better than Milwaukee? Are they better
Atlanta's
than Boston?
Gonna be a problem. Atlanta is going to be a problem.
They didn't get anybody. I don't even think they're touching their roster right now.
Yeah. Did you see that clip of Trae Young in that Drew League game? I think it was Drew League.
Where he scored 65.
No, that was Isaiah Thomas, unless Trae Young also scored 65. Because Trae Young played in like one of these gyms that is just like thousands of people. Yeah, and he was just like dogging this dude and talking so much trash. And I was like, you basketball players find the coolest environments to do the coolest thing. It was just, the clip is online if you haven't seen it. But Trae Young, it's just so fun to watch NBA players in the wild.
Yes.
Because it's like they just like shoot from 50 all the time.
Yeah, and it's awesome because, you know, they can do that, and they got the green light, and since there's really no stakes, they're really shooting comfortably,
right.
And he's hitting just fucking 42-footers.
Right.
for the win.
When there was like the lockdown in the NBA and the players like created that tour, it was like young KD and a couple other players.
Yeah.
And they went to Rucker Park and KD dropped like 50 or something insane. And it was just like perfectly scripted. Perfectly scripted.
they always end up on the court. There's a DJ announcing the whole thing. He's sweaty, just fucking dropping 68 or whatever.
Exactly. The guy with the microphone is such an unsung hero.
Who gets to guard?
Oh no!
Who's guarding KD? And like, I'm just this fucking guy, and now I have to guard Kevin Durant. Yeah. And like, people are keeping box score. Like, he dropped 68 or whatever. Like, why are you keeping score? It's a fucking pickup game.
As a fan, I love that that guy's there. We need that guy. Like, get dogged. We need you. We need you for the history books.
Mercy. Okay. Yeah. What else was out there? We got some Jeff Green signings in Denver.
Yeah. Who's the star right now? Who's out there? I mean, CP3 isn't announced, but he will. He'll go back to Phoenix.
Oh, no. CP3 signed a huge extension.
Right.
That's 120 for a 36-year-old.
He's getting paid into his 40s. LeBron is not getting on record paid into his 40s, correct?
No,
right now?
No.
Vince Carter, he got paid into his 40s.
Yes, Vince Carter was 41 when he retired. Wow. He signed like a one-year deal at the end there at age 41, maybe even 42.
Good for you, Vince Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was, Oladipo's still out there, I'm reading.
Mm.
Yeah, Oladipo, DeRozan, Schroeder.
Oladipo could be a nice little fit on the New York Knickerbockers.
Right, just like one guy, 1 year, the Derrick Rose treatment, see what
he
can
do. A true flyer. Yep. We're going to take a flyer on you. We want to rebuild around you. We want to make the Mecca your home. I could do the sell. New York Knicks, if you're listening, I could talk to Vic. We can make this happen.
Oh, Lordy. And then there's Andre Drummond, of course, who's, you know, waiting for the phone to ring. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Carmelo Anthony, like, there are teams that haven't really done anything.
What's the contract you expect Andre Drummond to sign somewhere? Doesn't matter the team. What do you think the numbers will be?
2 for 20, 25, 3 for 30, something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
His agent thinks he's a max player.
Maybe not anymore.
I don't know.
I only watched him closely for the Lakers, and he was so confused and slow out there. Like, I forget that he dropped, you know, multiple 20-20 games this year on a bad team. So, like, I don't know. If you're the Orlando Magic, fucking $30 million. He'll get 30 points and 15 rebounds sometimes. That's pretty solid.
God, every fan base that gets Andre Drummond for like the first year is like going through the same thing that every other fan base did, which is this like optimistic, hopeful. He had 20 rebounds in a couple games last year.
Yes.
And then they experience the Andre Drummond ride and they're like, get me off this thing. Jesus Christ. He's so slow. Is he real? He gets stuck sometimes in time and space. Yeah.
Who else is floating out there? And then there's a bunch of, you know, like the max extension guys waiting. Like Luka has yet to sign his extension. Kawhi has yet to sign his new contract.
Mm-hmm.
So there's big guys that are sort of making their teams nervous.
Yeah. It's like with those two, it kind of feels like when there's smoke, there's fire. And when there's no smoke, there's no fire. Like it seems like those are inevitables that the media has decided why even like try and drum it up. We already know how this ends.
I was hoping they'd both end up with Dallas, at Dallas, like Kawhi, who has so much respect for that organization now, and Luka Doncic now having played against him in the playoffs. Mm. Like, oh, this is fun.
That.
Yeah, I can play with Dallas. That could be a better fit for me than the Lakers, the
and
Clippers.
And I could see Mark Cuban footing the bill for a year of just like rehab for Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, definitely. He doesn't give a shit. And they have enough space, but.
They would move Porzingis to make it happen, or that wouldn't even have to happen.
That's right. I don't think they would even. They saved up so much space, and they traded Josh Richardson recently just to make up more space to get Kyle Lowry. They whiff on Kyle Lowry, so they have $40 million to get someone like Kawhi if he wanted to leave.
Mm. Can we be gambling on this? Are these lines? Can we be gambling on where free agents go?
There are big ones that you can bet on, but. I think at this point it's too late, and I don't know if like every single player has a line associated with them.
Right, that would make sense. Yeah, because I mean, like, I would want to put some money on Andre Drummond going to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Imagine that fit, Drummond on the Cavs.
That would never work. What are the odds that Drummond would work on the Cavaliers?
Well, that's actually a free agent signing. Jared Allen, 5 for $100 million.
That was a big one. Mm-hmm. Him, after they drafted a big guy,
mm-hmm.
give Jared Allen his 5 for $100 million. Slide Andre Drummond right in there, a three-headed monster. Who mm-hmm. says no?
Who says no? Who says no? Give Drummond 5 for $100 million, too.
Yeah, exactly. Is Jared Allen that good? It's hard to say. Like, the Cavs have money. They're not going to give it to somebody as good as Jared Allen?
Right. No, they're going to give it to Kevin Love. They're always going to give it to Kevin Love. They're just going to cut checks for Kevin Love. Healthy, sick.
I want in. Oh,
what
that's
about Sexton?
Right.
Wasn't Sexton like one of these guys that was inevitably going somewhere? That name seemed to just quiet down.
Yes, he was, they were tinkering about giving him a sign and trade or sending him somewhere or not extending him or yes, extending him. But as of right now, he's just still waiting. JaVale McGee to the Suns. There you have it.
We like that. Olympian JaVale McGee.
That's right. He's sort of now a big man for hire. The Lakers used him a little bit. The Nuggets used him a little bit. Now the Suns are going to use him a little bit. Yeah, he's a good mentor for Ayton.
Yeah, and he takes Kaminsky's minutes.
Unfortunately, yes. For any Frank the Tank fans, he might have to take some of Kaminsky's minutes.
Yeah, for all 6 fans of Frank the Tank out there, sorry, gang. He's losing some minutes.
Still reeling about this Caruso thing. My God.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad that you acknowledge that, because sometimes it's easy to just, like, push these things down. But that's shitty news.
Well, you have to now fold it into the ramifications of, like, the two possibilities. Like, does the Buddy Hield thing have us keeping Caruso as well? So is it like Caruso and Buddy Hield and whatever happens with Dennis Schroeder versus just Russell Westbrook? So like,
that's kind of it. That's 100.
It becomes a no-brainer where you're like, okay, if I can keep Caruso and KCP and mm-hmm. also have Buddy Hield and mm-hmm. then maybe also do something with Dennis Schroeder or keep him, mm-hmm. that becomes, it starts tipping the scales towards not trading for Russ.
Yeah, I mean, it's a ton of money. We'll see. Russ is a smart, great player. He wants more than any Laker fan. He wants to win a championship. But the Hield thing would have just left you a lot more options, it seems. And he's like an elite shooter all time.
Elite. Yeah.
You would have still had your guy Caruso. You probably could have kept Caruso for less than Chicago offered, I'd imagine.
Right. He would have taken a little bit of a discount, but we would have had more money to give him that little bit of a discount.
Yeah. It seemed like a mutual admiration for fans to him and him to fans. It seems like they both loved the Los Angeles experience here, did it together.
Yeah, it seems like Russ should have said, and I know this is totally against contracts, the collective bargaining agreement, common sense, capitalism, but Westbrook should have said, you know what?
Yes.
Take my 44. Let's make it 32. Still a lot of money. I still have $27 million. You guys get $17 more million to spend. Give it to fucking Caruso. I feel bad. You know what? Let mm-hmm. me cut you a check. I'll pay for Buddy Hield. I want the roster to be better.
He feels bad.
He's going to come in here. There's going to be no Caruso. Number 4 is available if he wants it. Although I guess he wears number 0 anyway.
He's wearing 0 in the Lakers, correct?
Yeah, because Kuz was it, but you know.
But you know, dot, dot, dot. No one's really missing Kuz.
No one's missing Kuz.
Shitty. He had like such a specific come up in Lakers history. Summer League MVP.
Yep.
Like just like this breakout star. We drafted Lonzo, but Kuz is actually the guy.
That's right.
The only one left. Ingram gone. Randall gone. Lonzo gone. We're keeping Kuz. We gotta keep Kuz. Then you finally trade Kuz and no one seems to give a flying one cares.
I mean, Kuz is, he is what he is, you know? He's a solid seventh best player. He's a Kelly Oubre. He's a younger Jeff Green.
Don't do my man Kelly like that. Do not do my man Kelly like that, who just signed a deal with the Detroit Pistons. Congrats, Kelly. But yeah, Kuz posted a picture of him and Bradley Beal in their like Washington Wizards jerseys, and he was like, it's like time to get to work, some sort of cliche bullshit.
Yeah.
Beal didn't like the photo yet.
Didn't like it.
He's tagged. He thought he's tagged.
Maybe it was a slight to Rui, his boy Hachimura.
Rui loyal still.
Yeah. You got to love Rui. Honestly, I wish him the best. Kuz, KCB, champions. Trez, you know, was here for a year, gave it his all. I'm not mad at Trez, but I do wish the champions the best. And I'm glad we brought some of them back. Dwight Howard coming back.
As an honorary Lakers fan, I won't miss Trez.
Thank you.
Me.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't
do much.
He didn't do much, especially in the postseason. The regular season is a different thing, though.
Yeah. So is free agency over? I mean, look, it's now 5:38. It's two and a half hours since free agency started. Is by all accounts free agency over?
There's a few big pieces left, but yeah, I mean, I want to see
like what, the rush is gone, correct? Your internal rush, Christmas morning feeling, that's gone.
Yes. Now we're sort of, oh, is that gift over there still unopened? Who's in? It's Dennis Schroeder. All right.
Yeah, we're bringing that to Aunt Kathy's house.
Let's have lunch, and then we can maybe open Schroeder later or tomorrow.
Did we do stockings? Yeah, we did the stockings. There's really not much. Maybe there's something. Shake out the stockings. We'll shake out the stockings.
And then, like, one kid is crying because he didn't get Alex Caruso. It's okay. We got Dwight Howard.
Just keep hitting refresh.
I need to read more about what the Lakers could have done to retain Alex Caruso, but it'll be very sad if all this was only because we could afford it, but we didn't want to like reach some sort of luxury tax. And I guess if they had to choose to keep THT or Alex Caruso, it sounds like they chose THT.
They chose. You know, this is all happening too because LeBron had like that third glass of Pinot Noir and just texted Palenka, "Get Russ." And like he woke up the next morning and was like, "What did I just do?"
It's okay. My God. We talked about it. We're not going to put the egos in the way. Right. So yeah, right. Don't worry about that.
Sure.
Russ is going to play differently.
Listen, I got to watch Evan Fournier highlight videos on YouTube to get myself excited. I don't know.
People are already convincing themselves. Don't worry about that. We got a shooter on our team.
Let's go.
An upgrade from Elf to facts. Anything is just
facts.
And honestly, you're a 5 seed. You're right there. You're not the Hawks next
dude,
year?
Dude, we are next year's Bucks. I'm telling you, we're looking at like a 64-18 season. Fournier is probably going to have 27-9-8. It's going to be a big year. Big year.
It's the summer/year/half decade of Evan Fournier. You're going to be pissed that it's not a 5-year guaranteed deal, that it's just 3 with a team option that you might as well go ahead and pick up tomorrow.
Yeah, let's pick it up now. Let's pick it up now, Tom. Let's talk to the GMs. Let's get that done.
Somebody tweeted that the Suns had a very nice offseason so far. They extended Chris Paul 4 years, so they locked that in. They got Campaign on a super affordable 3-year for $19
million. Yeah.
He played his way to a bigger contract than that. I guess not.
The energy of the past hour has been players who like playing for their winning organizations. Bobby Portis took like $8 million, maybe $6 million, to come back for 2 more years. And it was strictly because he liked playing there. So now we're like in that culture guys contract area.
And then they also added JaVale. And then they also traded for Landry Shamet. Pretty solid offseason.
Hey, nice little quiet offseason. Quietly building.
That's good on them. And then I wonder if the Lakers can trade for Alex Caruso or how that works.
Yeah,
can they trade Schroeder for him? Because Schroeder probably fits that 4 for 37, I think it was.
Yeah, I would tweet at Woj.
I would honestly chip in if it's like a luxury tax thing. Like, I'm down to donate some of my hard-earned cash to retain him.
How much do you think it would cost? Because I probably could like kick up like 20, 30 bucks.
I think the luxury tax would have put like another $50 million out of Jeannie Buss's pocket, which seems like...
Nah, that's more than I got.
Steve. Right. Yeah.
I'm just like a little light right now. I can't really kick into that pot.
Okay, so it looks like he will be staying in Chicago then.
All right, well, congrats to the Chicago Bulls fans. You got Caruso. I couldn't kick in that extra 50 mil that Lakers Nation needed.
Yeah, but you know what? It's going to be a fun year. Ultimately,
it's
going to
be a
foreign
year. It's going to be a foreign year.
It's going to be both a fun year and a foreign year. So Congratulations to everybody who got their favorite player. Congratulations to Bulls fans. May you treat Lonzo and Alex Caruso with the utmost respect. You guys got two real ones right there.
Midwest Lakers right there, putting it together. Reunited and it feels so good.
They're going to be very cold. They're going to regret it. They're going to want to come back to sunny SoCal. They have to. They absolutely have to.
I think I'm shifting my honorary fandom from the Los Angeles Lakers to the Chicago Bulls moving forward. You heard it here first, folks.
That's fun. That's good. You'll have some 4 p.m. basketball games to watch.
Love that. Let's get back to FanDuel immediately.
All right. Good work. Yep. Thanks for coming by. Thanks to you guys for listening. Where can people listen to more of you, William?
On the HeadGum Network, No Joke Podcast, me and Adam Lustig talking nonsense 45 minutes every Friday. And Twitter and Instagram, Billy Scafuri.
Hell yeah. All right. Sweet. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We'll be back soon enough. As soon as the Lakers get Alex Caruso, we are back in the Zoom room.
It's going to be a foreign year, folks.
Four years.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.